Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Agritourism is the adventure of learning, tasting, and experiencing the origins of food. Wisconsin's farmers and processors do it well, showcasing the state's diversity through tours, farm stays, farm-to-table dining, and more. Sheila Everhart, the executive director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, shares more on fall agritourism, Wisconsin Agritourism Week, and what their role is in supporting Wisconsin agritourism destinations.
So agricultural tourism is so huge in the fall, and all of our operators are getting ready to bring visitors to their farms. Right now, you can go out and pick sunflowers or pick your own flowers. There's a lot happening going out for hay wagon rides, but pretty soon, less than 100 days, you know, those pumpkins will be ready. Actually, it's more like 45 days from today. Our fall pumpkin patches will be open and our apple orchards. So I can't wait for that first caramel apple of the season.
What is your role in helping those Wisconsin agritourism farms?
So Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association has a brand new website, and that you can go to wisconsinagtourism.com and you can type in where you're located, and that will pull up all of the agricultural tourism destinations within 50-mile radius, 100-mile radius, or maybe some part in the state that you're traveling to. Another thing that we're doing for the entire industry in Wisconsin is we are promoting Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Week. And this year, Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Week will take place September 22nd through October 2nd, 22. So plan your vacations, your staycations. Visit your local farmer and see the great things that are happening there. One other thing that we'd like to tell you about is Wisconsin is America's agricultural tourism destination. If you look at our borders, the average citizen is about 500 miles from a Wisconsin border. Well, what that means is that's a short 6 to 7 hour trip to come to see the beauty that Wisconsin has to offer and what our farmers are doing to help feed us, to help entertain us, and to help us grow our crops and have our fiber for our clothing. So if you love ice cream, if you love caramel apples, if you love apple cider donuts, find that local farmer because they're ready for you. And everything is socially distanced and safe, and you're outdoors. So plan that agricultural tourism trip today.
So you guys are also going through some new branding. Do you mind taking a second to talk about how people can find you with this new branding?
Technology has changed over the years, and QR codes are easy to use. So now a lot of our signage all have the QR codes where you can take out your phone, snap a picture, and it takes you right to the website. You don't even have to type anything in. So we're using a lot of social media, a lot of technology, WisconsinAgriculturalTourism.com. We also have a Facebook page, and now we're using a lot of social media with our QR codes. So please look us up.
So how do you guys represent Wisconsin at a national level?
So Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association is putting on a nationwide webinar so that other states can learn the great things that Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association Board of Directors are doing. So on August 24th at 10 o'clock, our association is doing a national webinar for other states to learn the great things that are happening in Wisconsin. Also, we have several of our WADA members traveling to Vermont at the end of August for an international tourism conference. Again, we are sharing things that Wisconsin's doing and hoping to bring back some of the best trade secrets that other areas are doing as well. And then furthermore, we are planning to present nationally in February in Austin, Texas, once again, sharing the great things that Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism have to offer and exactly why Wisconsin has become America's agricultural tourism destination.
How important is agritourism to Wisconsin?
Well, it's important for several reasons. Wisconsin has approximately 14,600 farms, and most of our farmers are about 60 plus years old. But what's exciting is that the next generation is starting to take over the family farms, and they need an opportunity to diverse their income for the farms. So agricultural tourism is a fabulous way to invite guests onto the farm. But most importantly, it's important because the average consumer, the young children in grade school, they are five generations removed from a family farm. So one of the most important things is to teach our children, our students, where their food comes from and show them all about agricultural tourism, what it's like from what I would say from cow to cone. How does that ice cream get made? Or how does that tomato grow on that vine? Or those delicious strawberries or blueberries? And most importantly, where do 51% of all cranberries come from? Wisconsin. So our students and our children need to know where their food comes from.
Sheila Everhart, the executive director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, on the work they are doing to support Wisconsin's farmers and processors. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th through the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.